Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Joey Wade, well, ain't got no choices. Just like his daddy did, he joins the armed forces.
This is music from the singer-songwriter who goes by the name The White Buffalo. The man behind that strong, soulful voice is California native Jake Smith.
Here's your boots and here's a gun. Learn when to fight, learn when to run. Oh, Joey White.
This song is called Joey White, and it's the centerpiece of The White Buffalo's forthcoming album, Shadows, Grays, and Evil Ways. A narrative that unfolds song by song and tells the story of young love, the horrors of war, and a quest for redemption. The White Buffalo was in Boston this past weekend, playing at the club Church. Before his performance, he stopped by our studio to talk about his new album and to play.
No one's keeping score. This ain't no game. Well, this is war for Joey White. Death from below and from the sky, earth erupts and bullets fly. Oh, scream of battle cry, bodies burning, brothers die. Poor Joey White! Hey! Joey White, we better run faster. We can't run fast enough to avoid this grave disaster. In a flash, blood soaks his shirt, drops to his knees, now he's face down in the dirt. Now he's on a freedom bird, gets to leave this hell on earth, still alive. Now his heart's filled up with lead, and he got demons in his head for life.
Wow. All right, The White Buffalo. That's Jake Smith with the song Joey White from his forthcoming album, Shadows, Grays, and Evil Ways. Fantastic.
Thank you.
I was hanging on every word, and then it came to an end. Holy moly, that was great. So tell us about this album, Shadows, Grays, and Evil Ways. It's a narrative album. What is the narrative? Give us a sense of the story.
It's essentially about a young couple that meet, fall in love. They're kind of outsiders. They escape their small town and their parents, people that were kind of disapproving of their union. And then he quickly realizes that he cannot provide for this new family. There's a baby on the way, and joins the war.
Hmm.
And then it takes a darker turn. You know, he has a pretty serious war experience and then comes back kind of a changed man and still kind of bloodthirsty and feels like a killing machine. And then it's kind of this long road to redemption. And a lot about the power of love and the power of hope. And the love of his woman is the only thing that keeps him even halfway normal or together.
So goes into a dark place, but returns to this sort of redemptive power of love, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of hope in the album.
I want to ask you about this whole sort of album narrative concept. You know, we hear today that younger folks aren't listening to albums. It's all sort of downloading one song at a time. Did that concern you with you know, putting together a project like this where you really want to encourage people to listen from beginning to end?
Yeah, I mean, that was part of the reasoning behind wanting to do something like this. Mm. Is one that I've always felt as a songwriter, I want to make every word count and make every song count and have there be kind of no filler. And to do a narrative, I thought, was a way to really try to bring the album back in a story kind of concept, you know? I mean, I think there's been a lot of concept albums, but there's not so much realism or kind of a very human, real story. Mm. That's kind of so linear.
Yeah. Well, let's continue with the story. So your song, The Whistler, it's sort of a turning point in the narrative of the album, if I have it right. So tell us a bit about this song.
Well, it's 30 days back from the war, and he still is very poorly adjusted to civilian life and still feels like a killing machine. And he comes home and he's still kind of bloodthirsty and he kills again in this song, but at home.
Hmm.
Mm. this time is different. It's not like the times before. Well, I cross my heart that I won't kill no more. Jesus, watch over me. I keep my anger at home. You better bless these wicked hands, 'cause they got a mind of their own. Don't go downtown. The devil whispers in my ear, it's time for your curtain call. So I dress myself on up with alcohol. Step aside, step aside. Oh, let the whistler through. Well, there really ain't no help at all for folks like me and you. Don't go downtown. Don't go downtown. Well, get your goddamn hands up. Don't you look at me. No one's a dying here alone. Well, I came to get it on. Let's get it on. This time is different. It's not like the time before. Oh, I cross my heart that I won't kill no more.
There's the great voice that belongs to Jake Smith, the White Buffalo, singing The Whistler off of his album Shadows, Grays, and Evil Ways, which tells the story of Joey White, who goes off to war, comes home, and his search for redemption. Another great song, Jake. I understand that you're not a veteran. I'm wondering sort of, you know, was it a I mean, how you sort of embrace that experience enough to write about it and conjure up a, you know, this story, which is so powerfully told.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated with the idea of war and these young kids joining the military for kind of the wrong and right reasons, and the idea that they're trained to kill and they're trained to murder, and then they're, when they return, are expected to kind of step back in line and adjust to civilian life. You know, it's always fascinated me.
Well, I want to give you time to do one more song, but first I've got to ask you about the name, because I know you've got a lot of folks who listen to you who know the answer to this question, but for those who don't, the White Buffalo, where did that come from?
It's terribly uninteresting, but it was, my name's Jake Smith, which is not terribly mystical or intriguing, and so my friends thought I needed a stage name, and they kind of threw some names in the hat, and I pulled out the White Buffalo, and I was like, wow, that could fit.
So it was literally names in a hat, and
names
this White Buffalo
and I
came
out. The White Buffalo.
Well, I think that was interesting. I'm glad I asked that question. Good answer.
Okay.
So let's move on. So as we mentioned, this album obviously dealing with a lot of heaviness, a lot of unhappiness. It ends with a sense of hope. So I want you to play a last song for us and fill in the gaps, if you would, with the story before you play this last.
Yeah.
Song.
So from The Whistler, it becomes kind of his search for redemption that he realizes that really the only chance that he has for redemption is in his wife, Jolene, and that the only way that he's going to be human again or normal is through her love and her compassion. And this particular song is called Don't You Want It, and this is, he's kind of asking the questions of where did he go wrong, what happened to him, but then at the same time there's this idea of hope and the idea that you can be new again and you can be reborn.
All right, so here's the White Buffalo with Don't You Want It.
Tell me, where the hell did I go wrong? Feels like a lifetime ago since my fall from grace. Woman, treat me like you want it, not like you have to keep me around.
Music from the White Buffalo, also known as Jake Smith. His new album, Shadows, Grays, and Evil Ways, comes out in September. You can find more details at RadioBoston.org.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Roll out the first of spring, make us all new again. Oh, don't you want it like I want it? Mother, when did you let me go? Well, I'm still that dastardly boy through a sea of gray.